This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Did you hear that unusual word? Sunshine? We will get some today. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain continuing and the lows in the middle 60s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and the high in the low 80s. Good news. Starting on Friday, much better weather. Partly sunny or at least sunny. Saturday and Sunday as well with highs in the 70s. So better weather definitely on the weekend. A couple of rainy days still to come here. Chapel Hill police are investigating a series of assaults that occurred this past weekend on Franklin Street. Just after 8 p.m. Friday, a man was reportedly assaulted in front of the Carolina Coffee Shop by one white male and three black males who were all wearing T-shirts. Chapel Hill police arrested one man and are still investigating the case. The police bulletin shows 45-year-old Darren Maurice Dye was arrested at the address of the Carolina Coffee Shop on Friday night. Saturday morning, a woman was reportedly assaulted at around 1:30 a.m. when she was leaving the pita pit on Franklin Street. She told police she was shoved and knocked to the ground. 24 hours later, one white male and three black males reportedly assaulted a male victim near Gumby's Pizza on West Franklin Street. In that case, the suspects were described as being in their late teens or early 20s. There were no reports of any weapons being used in any of those cases. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Chapel Hill Police Department or call Crime Stoppers. You can also submit information online via a link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. And we have all the contact information, including phone numbers, there as well at chapelboro.com. Monday night's regular season finale could be very well a preview of the ACC Tournament Championship, but not if Virginia has anything to say about it. Carolina has been the odds-on favorite to win the ACC all season long. Tar Heels don't play today. They will play tomorrow at 3 o'clock. More on the ACC Tournament coming up in just a few minutes on WCHL Championship Sports. Carborough citizens are pleased that for the fifth consecutive year, the town's proposed budget saw no increase in property taxes. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has details.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen held their annual budgetary public hearing Tuesday night, with the public supporting the proposed budget for fiscal year 2013-2014. Here's Carborough Town Manager David Andrews.
The town budget for 2013-14 is $28.3 million. $20.7 million of that is for the general fund, and we have a very robust $6.9 million capital project. Fund. The number of positions is even at 156.5, and we are recommending a 1.9% COLA for town employees.
This is Andrew's second budget proposal since becoming the town manager of Carborough last year. Andrew says the town had three goals in mind when constructing the budget and was able to fulfill all three.
One was to implement the board's strategic priorities, control our costs while improving services, as well as develop a balanced budget with no property tax rate increase. We are very happy to report that for the fifth consecutive year, no property tax rate increase. So I think that's a reflection on the town staff as well as the Board of Aldermen.
Although the number of town employees remained the same, there was some turnover on the town staff. The closing of the county landfill mandated the hiring of a solid waste equipment operator, but the animal control officer position was removed because of a county takeover of the services. One of the most substantial short-term changes to the budget was a nearly 400% increase in spending on capital projects. Carborough Public Works Director George Sayes says the Rogers Road sidewalk is the most costly capital project.
We're in the preliminary design stages at this point, but in essence, the sidewalk will be mostly located behind the existing drainage ditch. We are hoping to keep it all on public right-of-way, but we'll need to get construction easements from just about every property owner as we go up there to make this fit.
The sidewalk is currently planned to run along Rogers Road from Homestead Road to Meadow Run Court, a distance of around a mile. Sayes estimates the cost of construction alone would cost upwards of $700,000 without accounting for easements. The project has around $500,000 in federal funding, with the town responsible for the remaining balance. Local historian Richard Taylor says he would prefer the town hire a local concrete company for the project if possible.
A few weeks ago, it was voted on by the board to emphasize local suppliers. I don't know if you can do it or not, but there is a concrete company in Carver, Ready Mix Concrete. So if you could do anything to use that local supplier to supply the concrete, it would be less wear and tear on the roads and give a local business some business for a very large project.
Other notable increases to the town budget include additional funding for Chapel Hill Transit, the NCNGN Fiber Optic Network, and greenways. The town also increased its funding to the Community Home Trust from $34,000 to $35,000. Executive Director Robert Dowling says he is appreciative of the continued support from the board.
I'm here to say thank you for your support of the work of the Home Trust for these many, many years. This year, the manager found a little bit extra, and it's $35,000 in the proposed budget. And if you all are able to make that $1,000 increase, it will be much appreciated and well used, I can assure you.
According to Dowling, the annual budget for the Home Trust is about $700,000. To view the proposed budget in its entirety, visit a link in our newly redesigned website, chapelboro.com. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the Orange County Commissioners and the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City School Board work out their budget issues within the county, the State Senate also released its proposed $20.6 billion budget this week, and Orange County leaders say they're concerned about what it will mean for our local schools. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We had a pretty depressing weekend, I guess, in terms of budget recommendations. First, the county manager's budget came out on Friday, and then the Senate's version of the state budget was posted.
That's Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze. He says the state Senate's budget proposal eliminates the discretionary reduction fund, which is the portion of funding the districts were expected to return as a cost-saving measure for the state. LaFreeze says the understanding was that this was a temporary measure until the economy recovered. Now he says the Senate has proposed to eliminate the discretionary reduction fund without restoring the funds to the districts. He says that loss in funds represents over 50 positions for the school system. And LaFreeze says the budget cuts will impact other areas as well.
It reduced support for ESL students and students who are learning English. It cut instructional supplies. It delays the replacement of school buses. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
The budget plan also calls for $142 million in teaching assistant funding. LaFreeze says it will eliminate $1.3 million, which equates to about 37 teaching positions. Funding cuts were also proposed to instructional support positions like counselors, as well as the elimination of pay differentials for teachers with advanced degrees. Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, says the board is aware of the problems that the state budget cuts could cause for the district.
Doing as much as it can to wound and dismantle public education in the name of trying to improve it. There are going to be all sorts of intended and unintended consequences of their actions.
The proposal will go to the Senate this week. After a final version is approved, it will be sent to the State House of Representatives. For more information on the Senate's budget proposal, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County's recommended budget does not include a tax hike, but that might change if the county commissioners decide to increase funding for the schools. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Orange County Manager Frank Clifton presented his recommended budget last night, and if the board approves the plan as written, it would be the fifth year in a row without a property tax rate increase. Clifton said despite a slow rate of growth, the county's on solid financial footing.
As dire as some people may want to predict or propose the county's budget processes this year, we are probably in far better shape than a lot of other counties in the state.
While the $85.9 million spending plan fully funds all current services and provides for school enrollment growth, it does not meet the budget requests submitted by either school board, requests that totaled $8 million in extra funding.
Balancing today's demands while sustaining the financial capacity to address the challenges of tomorrow requires difficult decisions. Fully funding every request, no matter how well intended the support or demand for those requests, is not a practical reality.
The recommended $87.8 million education budget falls $6 million short of the district's goals. But Finance Director Clarence Greer said the board does have options if commissioners wish to increase school funding.
You could also propose or approve a property tax increase to address any funding issues not addressed in the recommended budget. Increase the Chapel Hill-Carrboro Special District Tax in order to address their funding needs. And also, both school districts have fund balance in excess, the required minimum that could be utilized to fund their needs.
The budget proposal includes funding for new EMS and IT personnel and raises the level of county funding to the Chapel Hill Public Library to $483,000 a year. Greer said the county will likely spend about $3 million on landfill closure costs next year. The budget plan would double the annual household solid waste fee to $20 for urban residents and $40 for rural residents. Would also raise the recycling fee by $10 and institute a new mattress disposal fee. Commissioners will hold the first of two public hearings on the budget on Thursday. That meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Department of Social Services in Hillsboro. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids, with four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham. ChapelHillTire.com. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. Starting off fairly well this morning, we'll say that there has just been reported in Raleigh, North Raleigh on Atlantic Avenue, actually a bad accident involving a bus. So if you are heading in that direction, I know there are some commuters, just be on the lookout for that area. Atlantic Avenue has been shut down because of that accident. Right now, things moving smoothly. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway in the Orange and Durham County areas. We'll continue to keep an eye on that. And if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And thanks a lot. Thanks for all the hard work you've been doing back in the newsroom all morning.
Glad to do it.
All right. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather on WCHL. And it's brought to you by Deborah Miller at Side Dish. Deborah Miller gets up close and personal with area chefs, farmers, and restaurants every weekend as they tell us all about what's new at our local eateries. This weekend, Deborah will welcome Robin Britt from Merritt's Store and Grill. Catch Deborah all weekend long right here on WCHL. Listen on Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Side Dish with Deborah Miller on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 68 degrees, partly sunny today. That's good news. 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the middle 80s, so a little bit better day today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, and low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thundershowers. Our high about 83. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, still 40% chance of rain with a low around 60. But there's good news starting Friday. Partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s on Friday. Friday night, clear with a low in the upper 40s. Saturday, sunny with a high in the low 70s. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low 52. And Sunday, sunny with a high in the middle 70s. I like it. A little good news at the end of our forecast for the weekend, at least. A couple of rainy days between now and then.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Time to wake up, Ron.
7:19, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. The public is invited to a developer-led tour of the Obie Creek property this morning at 10 o'clock. Another tour is set for Saturday morning, June 1st. That's a week from Saturday at 10. The walking tours are an opportunity for people to see the property up close. The group is meeting at Ascension Hall in Christ Methodist Church. That's in Southern Village, next to Weaver Street Market, and across the street from Harrington Bank. Obie Creek is a 124-acre property under consideration for a mixed-use development proposed for the area across 15501 South from Southern Village. It's one of two potential developments using the new development agreement process approved by the council in March. In the event of inclement weather, a rain date has been set for 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 29th, 1 week from today. If you'd like more information about the Obie Creek project, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Again, that developer-led tour of Obie Creek begins this morning at 10 o'clock. The UNC Board of Trustees is meeting today and tomorrow. One of the topics up for discussion, the budget. The Board of Trustees will most likely face steep cuts coming from the state as the Senate's budget proposes $48 million in reductions across the University of North Carolina campus system. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's budget proposal, released back in March, calls for cuts totaling more than $140 million. The board will meet at the Carolina Inn both days, today and tomorrow. The budget committee convenes at 2 p.m. tomorrow, but is subject to enter into closed session per the North Carolina open meetings law. And for a full agenda, you can go to our website. We have a link there so you can find out. The unexpected shutdown of the Sharon Harris nuclear plant last week, just more than 25 miles southeast of Chapel Hill, not far from Jordan Lake, has sparked an investigation by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The plant was closed due to the discovery of a crack in a nuclear reactor. The NRC held an annual review meeting at the plant on Monday and took questions from the public about last week's shutdown. Here is Jim Warren of the watchdog group NC Warn. He attended that meeting.
One key concern, obviously, is why did that crack remain unnoticed for at least a year?
Duke Energy spokesperson Valerie Patterson told WCHL following the incident that Duke Power performed the NRC-mandated inspections in 2012 during the plant's scheduled refueling outage.
However, as we were preparing for our upcoming refueling outage this fall, we reevaluated some inspection data that we had from that outage, and that reevaluation revealed a small flaw which could affect one reactor vessel head penetration.
Patterson says the flaw was discovered during a review of ultrasonic data that showed a quarter-inch crack in the lid on top of the vessel that holds in superheated water under high pressure. Jim Warren says the NRC did not provide answers concerning the crack during that presentation.
We want to see the NRC investigation go forward and try to make sure we find out when did they know, why did they know it, you know, did they cut corners that caused them to miss this diagnosis of the crack.
Duke Energy took over the plant after its merger with Progress Energy last summer. The North Carolina Municipal Power Agency co-owns the plant, but Duke Energy maintains that no radioactive material was leaked from the plant. Warren still says there are questions to be answered.
This was something that was in a part of the system where there have been problems at other plants around the country. It is a key safety issue. Even on their best day, it's a challenge, and when things go wrong, that obviously creates more concern.
Sharon Harris will remain closed until that crack is repaired. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Monday night's regular season finale could very well be a preview of the ACC Tournament Championship. Not if Virginia has anything to say about it. Carolina has been the odds-on favorite to win the ACC all season long. For all but 2 weeks of season, Carolina's baseball team held at least one number one spot in the four national polls. Tar Heels have since dropped to fifth in the USA Today Coaches Poll, sixth in the Baseball America and National College Baseball Writers Association polls, but they are number three in the Collegiate Baseball Poll. Florida State wrapped up the Atlantic Division of the Atlantic Coast Conference at 20-10, a half game ahead of North Carolina State at 19-10. But Virginia was right on the heels of Carolina in the Coastal Division, finishing just one game back at 22-8. According to the National Coaches Poll, all three teams are side by side. Carolina is number five, Virginia number six, Florida State number seven. That makes for a very competitive ACC tournament. Tar Heels have the easiest road in the tournament, facing the number eight seed, number five seed, and number four seed. Virginia and Florida State meet up on the final day of round-robin play, which could be the decider for which Pool B team advances to Sunday's championship game. Aside from that game, Florida State opens against Georgia Tech, which, despite being a seven seed, could present a challenge, and plays the six seed Virginia Tech on day two before its day off heading into the final day of round-robin action. Virginia's bye also comes the day prior to the 2-3 matchup, and the Cavs will play just the opposite schedule as the Seminoles. All the action begins this morning at 11 o'clock at Durham Bulls Athletic Park, with seven seed Georgia Tech playing number two seed Florida State. Top seed Carolina has the day off and begins play tomorrow against eight seed Miami. That's tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. You hear all the Tar Heel games live right here on 97.9 FM WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelboro.com. For the second consecutive year, the Charlotte Bobcats have failed to land the number one pick in the NBA draft lottery. Charlotte will choose fourth overall behind Cleveland, Orlando, and Washington. This year's so-called loss wasn't nearly as gut-wrenching as a year ago, when the Bobcats, coming off the worst season in NBA history at 7-59, failed to land the rights to the top pick and franchise center Anthony Davis out of Kentucky. Unlike last year, there's not a consensus number one pick this year like Davis in the draft, so losing out on the top pick ought to be a little easier for Bobcats management, including Michael Jordan, the owner, to swallow. But it was still a disappointing outcome for the Bobcats, considering they had the second best odds of landing the top pick. Carolina's never selected number one overall. They certainly need to do well in the draft this year to improve that franchise, which is just terrible. 7:26, 26 minutes after 7 o'clock, WCHL.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
James Meza knew nothing about athletics when he was chancellor, so why is he still pontificating? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Let me begin by saying I am not qualified to judge how James Meza did in his overall tenure as chancellor here. He seemed to improve on town and gown relations as he went on, and he was front and center at every major fundraising goal or major plateau, although he was clearly riding the coattails of Matt Kupek and his development staff. What I do know is that in my 40 years covering UNC athletics, Meza was the worst athletic chancellor we've ever had, and that includes Holden Thorpe. Say what you will about Thorpe and how he handled the Butch Davis firing and its ramifications, but he did leave us with potential superstars in athletic director Bubba Cunningham and football coach Larry Fedora. Let's see, what did Meza do? First, before he ever moved to Chapel Hill, he nixed the hiring of Hall of Fame coach Larry Brown and approved the hiring of Matt Daugherty. No one who knew anything about what makes a great college basketball coach and UNC's hoops history would make such a stupid call, especially when Carolina was in crisis over Roy Williams surprisingly turning down the job the first time. Then Meza approved the firing of Carl Torbush after a 6-5 season because his then-AD, Dick Bedore, said we could get Frank Beamer from Virginia Tech if we paid him $1.3 million and turned our backs on his 34% graduation rate in Blacksburg. Then Beamer turned his back on us, and Meza approved the hiring of John Bunning because a bunch of ex-players convinced him to do so. Then he extended Bunning in 2004 when he really should have fired him. It goes on, and then he and Bedore beamed like peacocks when Roy finally came back on maybe their fourth swing at making a decent major sport coaching hire. So why is Jimmy Moe still talking? He's defending the Carolina way, which has been thoroughly trashed for its arrogant interpretation by many as how the university operated. Actually, it was Dean Smith's name for playing hard, playing smart, playing together, and having fun. And, oh yes, being good citizens on and off the court. Since then, the phrase has become a laughingstock and needs to be taken out of our nomenclature. James Meza, who had his own Carolina way with athletics, is the last person who should be defending it now. This is Archansky. See ya.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Today's Our Local Deal is from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's 80% off, $290 for a one-hour massage with chiropractic consultation, exam, and treatment, available now for $59. A massage is a natural way to ease muscular pain, help improve flexibility, relieve tension, and more. Following your massage, the doctor will discuss your symptoms, examine your alignment, and perform a spinal correction. It's 80% off from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading Christian adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.
Time for your WCHL weather forecast brought to you by your friends at WCHL and chapelboro.com. Go to chapelboro.com and vote in the Mother's Day photo contest. It's on now. Voting ends Monday, June 3rd at midnight. Click on the Mother's Day photo contest link on the homepage and vote today. Great prize package goes to our winner. It's 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. We expect partly sunny skies today. Isn't that good news? 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. A high today about 85. Tonight mostly cloudy, still 30% chance of rain, low 65. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, maybe thundershowers, and a high tomorrow in the low 80s.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Recovery comes in small steps in Moore, Oklahoma. Richard Manning came from Houston. He's volunteering with the Red Cross to help tornado survivors.
When you see the smile on people's faces and you see the gratitude and you hand them a meal and they're like, oh, God, thank you. And they find out you're going to be there tomorrow. to help them again. You know, it's just, it's great.
Lisa Talley ran a mall that was destroyed, but she sees the help that's been offered up that's kept residents' spirits up.
You see people coming together, opening homes to complete strangers, putting their own clothes on people's backs. So, no, our spirit's not even close to being broken or wounded, stronger than it could ever be.
Oklahoma City Thunder basketball star Kevin Durant has stepped up following the tornado.
God told me to, you know, do something to help these families out, and that's the first thing I thought of.
He's donating $1 million to the relief effort. As residents go through rubble of their destroyed homes, this homeowner found the irony in what he had discovered.
Movie Twister. We just found it laying in front of our entertainment center.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. 69 degrees, partly sunny today, 30% chance of rain, high 85. Kudos to all those people who are helping out those afflicted by the tornado out in Oklahoma. What a horrible situation. Kudos to Kevin Durant for stepping up and helping out with a million-dollar contribution. And, you know, the coverage of that story will fade after a few days, but the recovery will go on for a long, long time for all those folks in Oklahoma. What a horribly tragic situation out there. Here in our community, we expect more clouds today, but, you know, compared to what other folks are going through, hey, it's a beautiful day. Chapel Hill police are seeking information in a shooting incident that took place on Walnut Street last Saturday night. Sometime between 5 and 7:26 p.m. on Saturday, an individual fired a single bullet into a residence on Walnut Street. Nobody was in the residence at the time, however. There were no injuries. If you have any information about the incident, please contact the Chapel Hill Police Department or Crime Stoppers. We have those phone numbers on our website at chapelbrew.com. Calls to Crime Stoppers are confidential and anonymous, and callers may get a reward up to $2,000 for information leading to an arrest. Chapel Hill Police are investigating a series of assaults that occurred over the past weekend downtown on Franklin Street. Just after 8 o'clock Friday night, a man was reportedly assaulted in front of the Carolina Coffee Shop by one white male and three black males who were all wearing T-shirts. Chapel Hill Police arrested one man and are still investigating the case. Police bulletin shows 45-year-old Darren Maurice Dye was arrested at the address of the Carolina Coffee Shop on Friday night. Saturday morning, a woman was reportedly assaulted at about 1:30 in the morning when she was leaving the Pita Pit on Franklin Street. She told police she was shoved and knocked to the ground. Then about 24 hours later, on Sunday morning, one white male and three black males reportedly assaulted a male victim near Gumby's Pizza on West Franklin Street. In that case, the suspects have been described as being in their late teens or early 20s. There were no reports of any weapons being used in any of those cases. Again, if you have any information at all, contact the Chapel Hill Police or Crime Stoppers. You can also submit information online via a link on WCHL's website, chapelbrew.com. As Orange County Commissioners and the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education work out their budget issues within Orange County, the State Senate also released its proposed $20.6 billion budget this week. County leaders say they're concerned about what it will mean for our local schools. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story after you hear from Todd LaFreeze.
We had a pretty depressing weekend, I guess, in terms of budget recommendations. First, the county manager's budget came out on Friday, and then the Senate's version of the state budget was posted.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze. He says the state Senate's budget proposal eliminates the discretionary reduction fund, which is the portion of funding the districts were expected to return as a cost-saving measure for the state. LaFreeze says the understanding was that this was a temporary measure until the economy recovered. Now he says the Senate has proposed to eliminate the discretionary reduction fund without restoring the funds to the districts. He says that loss in funds represents over 50 positions for the school system. And LaFreeze says the budget cuts will impact other areas as well.
It reduced support for ESL students and students who are learning English. It cut instructional supplies. It delays the replacement of school buses. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
The budget plan also calls for $142 million in teaching assistant funding. LaFree says it will eliminate $1.3 million, which equates to about 37 teaching positions. Funding cuts were also proposed to instructional support positions like counselors, as well as the elimination of pay differentials for teachers with advanced degrees. Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, says the board is aware of the problems that the state budget cuts could cause for the district.
Doing as much as it can to wound and dismantle public education in the name of trying to improve it. There are going to be all sorts of intended and unintended consequences of their actions.
The proposal will go to the Senate this week. After a final version is approved, it will be sent to the State House of Representatives. For more information on the Senate's budget proposal, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County's recommended budget does not include a tax hike, but that might change if the county commissioners decide to increase funding for the schools. Here's WCHL's Elizabeth Friend.
Orange County Manager Frank Clifton presented his recommended budget last night, and if the board approves the plan as written, it would be the fifth year in a row without a property tax rate increase. Clifton said despite a slow rate of growth, the county is on solid financial footing.
As dire as some people may want to predict or propose the county's budget processes this year, we are probably in far better shape than a lot of other counties in the state.
While the $85.9 million spending plan fully funds all current services and provides for school enrollment growth, it does not meet the budget requests submitted by either school board, requests that totaled $8 million in extra funding.
Balancing today's demands while sustaining the financial capacity to address the challenges of tomorrow requires difficult decisions. Fully funding every request, no matter how well intended the support or demand for those requests, is not a practical reality.
The recommended $87.8 million education budget falls $6 million short of the district's goals. But Finance Director Clarence Greer said the board does have options if commissioners wish to increase school funding.
We could also propose or approve a property tax increase to address any funding issues not addressed in the recommended budget, increase the Chapel Hill Carrboro Special District tax in order to address their funding needs. And also, both school districts have fund balance in excess the required minimum that could be utilized to fund their needs.
The budget proposal includes funding for new EMS and IT personnel and raises the level of county funding to the Chapel Hill Public Library to $483,000 a year. Greer said the county will likely spend about $3 million on landfill closure costs next year. The budget plan would double the annual household solid waste fee to $20 for urban residents and $40 for rural residents. It would also raise the recycling fee by $10 and institute a new mattress disposal fee. Commissioners will hold the first of two public hearings on the budget on Thursday. That meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Department of Social Services in Hillsborough. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The UNC Board of Trustees is meeting today and tomorrow here in Chapel Hill. One of the topics up for discussion will be the budget. The Board of Trustees will most likely face steep cuts coming from the state as the Senate's budget proposes $48 million in reductions across the University of North Carolina campus system. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's budget proposal, released in March, calls for cuts totaling more than $140 million. The board will meet at the Carolina Inn both days, today and tomorrow. The budget committee convenes at the 2 p.m. Tomorrow, but is subject to enter into closed session per the North Carolina Open Meetings Law. For a full agenda, you can go to our website at chapelboro.com. There's a link you can click on there. And while we're on the subject of the budget, we might tell you that Carrboro citizens are pleased for the fifth straight year. The town's proposed budget saw no increase in property taxes. That full story coming up in our next newscast. The public is invited to a developer-led tour of the Obi Creek property this morning at 10. Another tour is set for Saturday morning, June 1st. That's a week from Saturday at 10 in the morning. The walking tours are an opportunity for people to see the property up close. The group is meeting at Ascension Hall at Christ Methodist Church in Southern Village. That's next to Weaver Street Market and across the street from Harrington Bank. Obi Creek is a 124-acre property under consideration for a mixed-use development proposed for the area across 15501 South from Southern Village. It's one of two potential developments using the new development agreement process approved by the town council. In the event of inclement weather, a rain date has been set for 10 a.m. next Wednesday, but again, again, they're planning to have it this morning at 10 o'clock, and we're only expecting a 30% chance of rain today, probably late in the day. If you'd like to find out more about the Obie Creek Project, you can visit WCHL's website and chapelboro.com. The North Carolina office that oversees Medicaid says a funding shortfall for the government health insurance program is more than $330 million. Details on that coming up in our next newscast as well. And in news around town this morning, Orange County is celebrating its retired senior volunteers today from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the annual RSVP recognition banquet. RSVP stands for Retired Senior Volunteer Program. Volunteers 55 years and older are always encouraged to spend their free time helping others. And for all the many people who do, the county annually gives thanks. I'm going to be there to MC the event today from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Senior Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. You can find out more about RSVP and how you can volunteer by visiting the News Around Town link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Who are all these people going to Raleigh every week for Moral Monday and who are putting themselves out there to be arrested? That's the subject of today's commentary from Raleigh Man on the way. But right now, let's talk to Rand Northam, who's here to give you the latest on chapelboro.com.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. We've got a great new local buzz column by Kristen Smith on engaging the local populace with public and local government affairs, with technology, etc. And Kristen talks not just about talking points, but about real results, so you'll want to check that out. Also, in our lifestyle section, Walk and Roll is what it's called. It's a great column by foodie columnist Carrie Winter, of course, talking about a wok that you cook with. She talks about the proper way to season a wok and take care of it. And, of course, she throws in a great recipe as well.
Oh, wok. W-O-K.
Walk and roll.
I thought at first you were talking about wok. Wok, as
walk.
In walking.
Walk.
W-A-L-K. So, anyway, never mind. And then you started talking about food, and I'm saying, what the heck is this guy? But I figured it out.
Well, I'm glad to hear where your mind went.
It takes me a while sometimes.
It took the scenic route on that one.
That's right.
And if you were at the Food Truck Rodeo, be sure to enter your special entry code by finding the link on the sidebar at chapelboro.com. You can win $100 by today is the last day to enter, so check that out. You'll certainly not want to miss that chance to win $100 cash.
Fantastic.
Cash money in the pocket.
Yeah.
And we want to let you know we've been making this transition to Chapelboro 2.0. Our app is almost here. It's in the hands of Apple. All they have to do is approve it. And we want to let you know that you're going to have to delete the old app. If you've got the old app on the phone, first of all, thank you. We appreciate that. And we know that many people love to use their iPhones to view our website, chapelboro.com. But when this new one comes in, you're going to have to delete that app and download the new one. It's not just an update. So if you have that problem, we want to eliminate that problem for you ahead of time. So just go ahead and delete that app now, and then we'll let you know as soon as that the new app is available, and you can download it. All of this and much more is available online on our website, chapelboro.com.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again in just a few minutes and get another look at morning traffic.
Sounds good.
WCHL. Rand Northam, ladies and gentlemen, it is 7:44, 16 minutes until 8 o'clock. I'm Rod Stutz. Coming up next, today's commentary.
Did you know the owners of Diamonds Direct look at about 100 diamonds, and of that, choose only about 5 to be sold in their showroom? Yeah, they're that picky. See, that's one of the benefits of being right there with the diamond cutters, being able to hand-select the cream of the crop right at the source. These are A-list diamonds, the most dazzling, the most sparkling diamonds the world has to offer. You know what happens to the other stones, the ones Diamonds Direct passes on? Well, many of them end up being sold online or in the hands of wholesalers and brokers, or are sold on consignment to small retailers. By the time they pass through multiple hands, these B-list stones often come with high markups and higher costs to you. So if you're diamond shopping, why risk it? Don't settle for what could be an overpriced leftover. Use Diamonds Direct's unique advantage in the world diamond market to work in your favor. Get her a bigger, better quality diamond for less. Diamonds Direct Crabtree. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's. Online at diamonds-direct.com.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know I'm glad I did.
Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
Did you know you may qualify to have your dog or cat fixed for free or at a reduced rate? If your household is either low or moderate income, you might qualify to have your pet spayed or neutered at no charge. Do your part to control the pet population. To learn more about this program, please call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387, extension 224.
Good morning. It is 7:46, 14 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutt.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Why would people willingly get themselves arrested, handcuffed, detained for hours? Some of Chapel Hill's most respected residents are doing that every Monday. They enter the legislative building in Raleigh and begin singing, peacefully protesting what they see as an immoral and racist agenda being enacted by our state lawmakers. They're protesting the denial of Medicaid coverage to thousands of North Carolinians, the lowering of taxes for a few while raising them for thousands, the imposing of barriers of voting, efforts to defund public schools, the relaxing of rules that protect the environment and public health, and the list goes on. These Chapel Hill protesters have lots of company from all over the state, and each week their number grows. Who are they? Religious leaders, educators, physicians, attorneys, grandparents, ordinary folks like you and me. Some courageously step forward and permit themselves to be arrested. Many others stand behind them as supporters. They do it because this legislative agenda is both unjust and immoral. It seems racist, aimed at poor people, children, and the elderly, one of them told me. She's a grandmother, a retired educator and public health administrator who was awarded the coveted Order of the Longleaf Pine, the highest civilian honor awarded by the state of North Carolina. She was arrested last Monday and detained until 2:30 in the morning, and she faces a court hearing in July. She's doing this because what the legislator is doing is immoral and wrong, she said. I'm not going to let them do this in the dark, she said. Exactly. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Tim Carnes. In the Chapel Hill, Carrboro area, it's almost difficult to find somebody who isn't a UNC sports fan. With that in mind, we hit the streets to find out which local sports team is your favorite and how often you go to the game.
I'm Jason Burr, and I'm currently living in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My favorite local sports team will probably be Chapel Hill High, as in the varsity, girls, boys. I keep up with them. I don't really go to their games as much as I used to because I work now, but, you know, I make it every so often to the big ones, like when they play Carrboro and East, you know.
Chapel Hill, Israel, Shannon Saunders, Tyre. No, we usually watch them on TV, though, just kind of spread out over all of them.
Flora Davidson, Chapel Hill. It's the Tar Heels UNC basketball, and we watch it on TV all the time. Once in a while, we go to a game, but we'd rather watch it on TV because you get real close up.
My name is Jarrett Davis, and I currently live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My favorite local sports team would be the UNC men's soccer team. I try to go to the games as often as possible. There's always a pretty good crowd. They've always consistently been ranked high, and they're pretty exciting games.
What is your favorite local sports team, and how often do you go to those games?
Dick Olilla. Well, we're visiting our son and daughter-in-law, taking care of the two grandchildren. And if we come here, we watch the Tar Heels.
My name is Tracy Murillo, and I actually live in Chapel Hill. Usually UNC. I love to watch them watch basketball.
My name is Jamal Farrington, and I currently live in Durham. My favorite team is UNC Chapel Hill. I used to go maybe twice a month because I work there, so I get to go to the games for free.
My name is Paul Pascal, and I live in Chapel Hill. My favorite local sports team has to be the Diamond Heels, Carolina baseball team. I attend their games on a regular basis, I would say 1 to 2 games per week. I enjoy the atmosphere. The baseball field always looks impeccable, and the team has been very successful this year.
That's what you're saying on the street. on 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
You bet, on the Tar Heel baseball team. And again, Tar Heels don't play in the ACC baseball tournament at Durham Bulls Athletic Park until tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And when they do, the tournament itself opens up today, but Tar Heels have a first-round bye. When they do play, you can hear it right here on WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for your traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501, still seeing a slowdown northbound as you approach Ephesus Church Road. Also, the Durham Freeway northbound, just about a mile or so past the I-40 interchange, so heading northbound towards Durham. Be on the lookout if you're traveling there. Otherwise, things moving smoothly in the Orange and parts of Durham County area here near the southern part of Heaven. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. Let me ask you to do that safely. And Ron, Lauren Stafford along to bless the rains this morning?
Yeah. She got the clean joke coming up in just a few minutes here.
Excellent.
On WCHL. Thank you from every fiber of my being.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Glass Half Full, the optimistic, friendly restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny today. There's a bright note. 30% chance of showers and thundershowers in the afternoon. Our high today, about 85 degrees. Still a big chance of rain tonight with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, more of the same with the highs in the low 80s, but this weekend's going to be a lot nicer. 7:52 at WCHL, 8 minutes until 8 o'clock. A little short on the clock this morning, but we have Wayne Pond standing by, and Wayne has a word of the day for you on WCHL.
Well, maybe we should just do the syllable of the day.
That'd be cool.
What's good old Ron Boy and the format clock. What a saga every morning.
Yep,
all right, here
absolutely.
We go. The word of the day is oniric. Oniric. There's a word that Ron probably ran into in his many years of deep study, deep devotion to classical literature. And then of course, he added James Joyce to his literary reading list, his canon, and came across the word oniric. Am I on the right track?
All of that is absolutely true.
Oh, you just want to get this over with. All right. Oniric. O-N-E. I-R-I-C. Wordsmith sent me a word here, tiny little print for crying out loud. Don't they appreciate aging eyes anymore? O-N-E-I-R-I-C. Oniric. Ron, give us the definition of the word oniric.
No idea.
No, it is not on that. No, that is wrong. You don't win the cash money prize. Oniric is all about dreams. Of or relating to dreams. Would you accept that?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
In good faith?
Yes, sir.
And run with it?
Yes. Yeah, that's good. I like it. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Another more or less word of the day on WCHL.
Right.
There it is. I'll talk to you in the morning. Be a good boy. Don't fight, okay?
Thank you, Wayne.
Bye.
Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in here and tell me the word of the day. Spell it and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. WCHL 97.9 FM. Good morning. Time for Lauren Stafford. There she is.
Good morning, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Happy hump day.
Thank you. It's all downhill toward the weekend. We get past this one.
Or in general, is it all downhill from here?
Yeah, right. I've been going downhill for a long time.
That's okay. I think we all have.
No, you're still on the airport incline.
I'm still on the airport. Okay, well, that's
I'm
good
going
to know.
Downhill. I'm on the other side of the...
Well, I'll try to pull you up with me. How about that?
All right.
All right, so today, it's a little silly, maybe even a little corny. I might have to start doing a weekly Wednesday corny joke if I keep up with these, but we'll give it a go.
I'm into silly and corny.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, I can probably appreciate this.
Good. Well, somebody will. All right. There were three men on a hill with their watches.
Uh-huh.
The first man threw his watch down the hill, and it broke. The second man threw his watch down the hill, and it broke as well.
Right.
The third man threw his watch down the hill, walked all the way to the bottom, and caught it without it breaking.
Whoa.
The other two men were very puzzled and asked the third man how he did it. The third man said, "Easy. My watch is 5 minutes slow." See, somebody appreciated it. That's all that matters.
Oh, gosh.
As long as you laugh.
That's terrible. It's taking 5 minutes to get down the hill, right?
That's right.
And caught it.
He had 5 minutes to get down the hill and catch it.
Oh, well, hey. Listen, thanks.
Thank you, Warren.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Ron.
Ladies and gentlemen, there she is, Lauren Stafford.
See ya.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Deborah Bender has been an amazing help in Mimi Collins' ESL classroom at Colbreth Middle School. She's been volunteering there for a couple of years, and the students really enjoy spending time with her as well.
I go to Miss Collins' class every Wednesday, and I work with different groups of students. I work with them on science and math problems, and sometimes I sit with some of the younger boys and help them read a book.
Deborah Bender is today's WCHL hometown hero. She says doing this volunteer work is extremely rewarding.
What a difference a little extra help makes. One of my favorite things to do with the younger children is to sit and read a book with them, sort of help them with the pronunciation of words, because what they hear in the hallways is not exactly the way we spell words when we're writing.
That's true.
And to watch the smile that bursts across the face when a word that, like walking, is walking in the book, and they see the connection, is worth every afternoon.
Deborah Bender is a retired University of North Carolina professor. She spent 3 decades there.
I was there for 30 plus years.
Wow.
I was a professor in the School of Public Health in the Department of Health Policy and Management, and my emphasis was really on maternal and child health. And I worked a lot at the intersection of what I call the formal and the informal care system. So I would do focus groups with mothers and then sit down with doctors who are providing care and saying, here's what the mothers think. Do you think you could adjust your care plan a little bit? Because they would like postnatal care visits, because that's when they feel they're at risk.
After a long, productive career at Carolina, Deborah Bender could be just sitting back and relaxing now, but she still enjoys spending time in the classroom with the kids. She says it's her way of giving back.
Now, being in the classroom is the place that I belong, and watching kids grow, being able to have the time to nurture them and to adjust the rigors of our country, and knowing what they went through in their early lives, knowing the relatively easy life that I've lived by somewhat the coincidence of being born in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than in another country. So it's very rewarding.
Well, the volunteer office with the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System certainly appreciates what you do, and so do we. Most of all, the kids are rewarded, and that's the most important part. Dr. Deborah Bender, retired UNC professor, volunteer in the classroom. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's Our Local Deal is from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's 80% off, $290 for a one-hour massage with chiropractic consultation, exam, and treatment, available now for $59. A massage is a natural way to ease muscular pain, help improve flexibility, relieve tension, and more. Following your massage, the doctor will discuss your symptoms, examine your alignment, and perform a spinal correction. It's 80% off from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is...